This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Ted Poe, Republican from the Lone Star State's 2nd Congressional District. As I'm sure you know by now, on Sunday evening, the House of Representatives approved by a 219 to 212 vote the Democratic version of health care reform. But while some see this as a big win for the president and the Democratic Party, others say the fight has just begun, and that includes Congressman Poe. Sir, thank you very much for your time today.
Sure, Greg.
Let's start with this piece of legislation, first of all, that you're planning to file, if you haven't already, that would basically block this act from being funded. Explain how this would work.
The legislation that I'm filing would prohibit federal funds being used to implement the requirement in the bill that all Americans must buy insurance or pay a fine, and will prohibit any federal funds used to hire the IRS agents, for example, to peruse medical records and bank accounts. So it's to defund that portion of this legislation.
And what kind of support are you hearing, at least within your own conference, if not across the aisle?
Well, so far we're hearing a lot of support from the conservatives in the House, and we will get more support as this legislation moves down the road. But as you mentioned, the fight for this over this bill has just begun, and this is just one portion of it we wanted to defund. I think it's unconstitutional to require Americans to buy anything, federal mandate to buy something. The Constitution doesn't give the federal government the authority to force you to buy any product. So that's this portion of the bill is what this legislation will attack and remove.
Congressman, obviously the bill passed last night, which would lead some to believe that if that can get a majority, then it's going to be pretty tough for you to get a majority to defund that portion of the new law. How steep of a climb is this?
Well, it will be difficult, but this massive bill attracted a lot of support. And there were portions in the bill that the Democrats, many of the Democrats, did not like, but they voted for the bill anyway. I hope this is one of those portions where Democrats will feel that this is unconstitutional as well, and this specific portion should be removed from the bill. So we'll just work the bill and try to get it passed. This bill will be in the federal court soon enough. This will be one of the reasons it'll be attacked on being unconstitutional. We want to remove that section of it before it actually even gets to the federal courts and testing the constitutionality of it.
We'll talk a little bit more in just a moment about the constitutionality of all this. In terms of the individual mandate contained within the legislation, do you believe that there is some Democratic skepticism about whether it's legal or whether it's a good idea, even if it is legal? Or is that one of the hallmarks? It seems like without that, they're really going to be hurting on the funding front.
Well, the bill is a massive tax increase anyway. And, of course, those that believe in just taxing Americans never saw a tax that they wouldn't support. But there are some Democrats who have indicated to me that they do have constitutional concerns with this portion. There's no federal authority. There's no case they can ever cite that's required. The federal government's been allowed to require people to buy anything, whether it's insurance, a car, or a box of donuts. So I would hope that we would find enough people to get this specific piece of legislation passed and remove that from this massive government takeover bill.
Let's talk about that a little bit more, because for our listeners who aren't aware, before becoming a congressman, you were a judge for many years. So this isn't just political conjecture on your part. You know the Constitution very well. Explain in a little more detail in terms of article and section and all that, why this doesn't meet constitutional muster as you see it.
The Commerce Clause gives the federal government the authority to regulate interstate commerce, but the Commerce Clause does not force Americans to engage in interstate commerce. There is no authority for that. There's never been a case where the federal government had the authority to force you to buy a product, any product, insurance, cars, anything. And so this is brand new, and it's an expansion of the Constitution where there is no authority. That is why it is unconstitutional, because the Constitution doesn't give the federal government that right. Or the consequences are pay a fine. If you don't pay the fine, you could go to jail. So it's a criminal sanction imposed on citizens by edict of Congress forcing them to buy something. I believe, as many other constitutional scholars, that is a portion of this bill that is unconstitutional.
Congressman, another thing we're hearing, of course, is challenging this in the courts from the state level. Idaho and Virginia have already passed laws. Many other states are at least considering them, if not moving swiftly towards similar laws. What do you suspect is the likelihood that those laws will be upheld once they challenge the federal law?
There are several attacks on this bill from the states. The biggest one is 37 states, including my state of Texas, are attacking the legislation as unconstitutional because of all of the backroom deals and special favors given to certain states. Some states are treated differently than other states. We've all heard of the Cornhusker kickback, Louisiana Purchase, Florida Gatorade. There's several others. Well, you have to treat all the states equally under our Constitution. Those states that were deprived of being treated under equal protection are suing or will sue the federal government, saying that is an unconstitutional provision in this bill to give special favors to special states. I agree with them, and like I said, there are 37 states that are on board with this type of legislation.
So you think that they've got a good shot in the courts of holding up against a federal challenge, I'm sure.
Yes, I think they have an excellent chance of going into federal court and get the legislation ruled unconstitutional, because you have to treat people the same way, you have to treat states the same way.
Congressman, we'll keep track of your bill. It's officially H.R. 95. Oh, that's a different bill, the current unconstitutionality. But we'll keep track of this legislative effort as well, sir, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay, Greg. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely, sir. Texas Congressman Ted Poe represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.